Whether it's Antonio and Gianluca Conte, Frank and Roland De Boer, Fabio or Paolo Cannavaro, or even right under our nose here at home with Fadlu and Mahir Davids, being in charge of a professional football team as a head coach alongside your brother as an assistant is not unusual. What happens when your right-hand person happens to be your own son, though? Is that different? Does it matter? Is it right or wrong? Says who? Welcome to the show, everyone. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngewu, and this is the weekend special.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
It's the international break this week. National teams are taking center stage. So on the show today, we'll give you the fixtures for the upcoming African Cup of Nations qualifiers. We'll also give you the latest football news from the week gone by. Bafana Bafana's goalkeeper coach Andre Arense excused himself from the national team due to a personal emergency. So coach Stuart Baxter, in consultation with his goalkeepers, decided to call upon his own son, Lee Baxter, as the replacement goalkeeper coach, at least temporarily. Lee is currently the goalkeeper coach at Kaizer Chiefs. So the hot topic from you, our listener, is what do you make of Stuart Baxter's decision to employ his own son, Lee Baxter, as Bafana Bafana's goalkeeper coach? And as usual, thank you very much for sending us your voice notes on 066-171-0346. Of course, we'll feature those voice notes throughout the show. Just a quick glance at what was happening on social media, on Facebook. A lot of responses there, people engaging, a lot of them actually being sensible about this topical and emotional issue. Netsiyanda Shumani said it's only temporary due to the unavailability of Andre Arense, who's having a family commitment this weekend. Stop making a fuss out of nothing, imploring people to support Stuart Baxter there. And Yanga Mbanda says, if the guy is qualified, then why not? We always complain before the time. Let's give him a chance. He might do a great job in the Bafana Bafana setup because he has worked with his own father, Stuart Baxter, before. And Raya Murake says, give the coach a break, let him do his thing, give him all the resources so that if things don't work out, there will be no excuses for failure. And lastly, Linko Sipini says, my question is, if Coach Baxter was coaching anywhere else in the world, would he have done the same? Is this commonly practiced, or is this the first time someone has hired his son in the national team setup? So those were your thoughts on Facebook. We'll also chat to a former Bafana Bafana goalkeeper, John Tlale, to hear what he has to say about the matter. So enjoy the show.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Regarding this issue, the biggest question is Lee Baxter qualified for the job? If the answer is yes, then there follows another question. Was protocol followed for Stuart Baxter to appoint his son Lee Baxter as goalkeeper, trainer or coach? Was protocol followed? If the answer to these two questions is all yes, then nothing is wrong. There is no reason to make a mountain out of a molehill. If protocol was followed and if Lee Baxter is qualified, then there is no problem. It is just fine for him to go on and be Bafana Bafana goalkeeper coach.
He made the right decision to hire his son, because his son is the best goalkeeper coach on his views. So let's not criticize him. He's doing what's best for our nation. So let's support him all the time.
Hey, Msasaz, I think Baxter wenze into a grand ngokubiza umntana wakhe. Yazi into yalapha eSouth Africa. Kuyafuneka ke understand sometimes as the coaches, kuyafuneka zithole aba bantu sizibazi babelieve ukuba bazokwenza lo msebenzi bawufunayo. Hayi leyo ukuba uzoqethelwa iassistant coach ongayazi nokuyazi. Funeka assistant coach yakho ibe ngumuntu omaziyo. Even nonyana wakhe njengoba siya ku goalkeeper uyawazi uBaxter umsebenzi kanyana wakhe uba ugudiphi. So kuba easy ke ngokuba ablanywe, because uzobe zithuzele bonke abantu abafunayo. Nakanikwe nje chance kuphela. Asike sime njengokukhalaza nje, sijonge nje uba kokwenzakalani. Uthamsanqa apha eMidrand, enkosi.
During the week, Coach Stuart Baxter gave an update about Bafana Bafana, particularly about the injuries, and inevitably he was asked about the employment of his son Lee into the Bafana Bafana setup. Here's what the coach had to say about the injuries and about his son.
I got a text from the sporting director Amiens in France saying that he was actually watching the game and Bongani Zungu had twisted his knee and it looks like he has ligament damage. So that was not a good one. I was watching the game, Sundowns and Cape Town City, and watched Temba Zwane go down with a dislocated toe. So I didn't hold out much hope that he was going to come, but he did come, but the doctors told him it could go again and the risk is high and therefore he's returned home. Kompo Kakana has got a massive hematoma in his thigh and he can't even drive his car, so he's also out. And I'm just waiting now for a medical report from France for Lebo Madiba, who they say, we haven't seen the scan yet, they say has got a grade 2 hamstring tear. I have to say that I will be massively, massively both disappointed and surprised if there is any reaction whatsoever. Because Andre pulls out at the very last minute. Lee's the most qualified goalkeeper coach in this country, bar none. Lee has worked with me in Turkey and in Supersport with the technical team of Josh Smith. He's the current coach of Itu. He has worked with Ronza and he knows probably half the squad. We don't have time to go wandering around the country interviewing people and bringing people in. There is no one really else that I have worked with. So for the good of the country and for the good of this squad, then I don't think that the only thing that we were concerned about was if Chiefs, given their situation, would release him. Now, they've been good enough to do that. So if anybody sees it as anything else than the best and most viable decision that we could make, I'd be massively surprised. It's not as if I've run out and wrote my son in the second he's landed in this country. He's been working for Kaizer Chiefs and he was working with Supersport. So it's not as if I'm roping him in just as an excuse to have someone I know sitting beside me on the bench. And people maybe always will have opinions. And those opinions don't need to be well-founded. You know, never let the truth get in the way of a good moan. I don't expect it to be a decision that is attacked by the people that understand football. But does that mean that it won't be attacked by certain people? Well, it may do, but then again, clocks will come under pressure and I'll come under pressure and my wife may come under pressure as well, but because some people will always have an opinion. But I'd be massively disappointed and surprised if people don't see it for actually what it is. It's the best decision in a very difficult situation. Sokola Duma
Radio. Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a Sokola Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with players and coaches as well. Here's what was covered on this week's newspaper. Kaizer Chiefs defender hasn't had the best start to the season, with his personal form being questioned by supporters. Our editor Vuyani Joni spoke to the man Daniel Cardoso about his form and how he deals with the demanding supporters. Check that out. Our journalist Abiva Nazo sat down with AmaZulu captain Mbongeni Gumede, who speaks about his time as a young player at Orlando Pirates and his current leadership role at AmaZulu. Check that out as well. Siwelele defender Alfred Ndengane is on the revolving column and he touches on various topics, including his size, excellent start to the current season. Baroka FC's Litladi Madubanya is on the in-touch section of the paper, dishing out secrets about his teammates, whilst Saul Meti, formerly of Bloemfontein Celtic, reminisces about the good old days with Lunga Adam on the still in-touch section. And finally, on the CS special, the focus is on Orlando Pirates left-back Thabo Matlaba, who was on the verge of being transferred during the August transfer window. The CS special dissects the state of the player now after he chose to remain at the Buccaneers. Catch all that great content and much more on the latest edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. Sokola
Duma Radio. Well, I got taken over in the Stuart Baxter, who decided to hire their own families national team in South Africa. I think it's what you call in nepotism.
But then again, who are we as fans? Celebrate South Africa to ever say in everything that is happening in our national team.
Hi, my name is Danny Moreau. Stuart Baxter is now taking us not seriously. How can you call your son to a national team to come and coach goalkeepers? Whereas we have our own legend who can do that the job. We have John Dlale, Ran Baloyi, many of them. Why choose his son? No, I don't agree with that. Sharp.
Stuart Baxter employ his son because he sees the positive effects on his son. So he will build on top of it. Let's allow him, give him a chance. Because what if he was not his son? Do anyone speak about him? The answer is no.
To chat more about the issue of the Bafana Bafana and goalkeeping coach situation, we have now on the line John Dlale, who is a former Bafana Bafana and Mamelodi Sundowns goalkeeper. John, thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, Danny Madrada.
I'm good. Just a few minutes of your time, really. Just your impression of Bafana Bafana. They're playing up against Libya in the AFCON qualifier. They won the first game of their group against Nigeria 2-0. So they are... they have already 3 points in the bag. Up against Libya now, what do you make of the team that has been selected? What do you think their chances are?
Yeah, I think, to beat Nigeria away from home is a moral boost for them, you know, and I think they'll go in this game very motivated, knowing that they already have 3 points in the bag, you know, but they must just be careful, they mustn't be complacent after beating Nigeria. I think we'll get 3 points after 90 minutes tomorrow.
And Stuart Baxter has said that if he doesn't qualify, he will step out, he will resign as a Bafana Bafana coach. Do you think that is a positive thing that a coach says outright, that if he doesn't qualify, then he will fire himself?
I think he's saying that because of his aware, because of after beating Nigeria, you know, it gave him a moral boost, and then maybe he's aware that of the country that we're going to play, like Libya, going to play now. He's sure of maybe he might get 3 points in those two games that, you know, that are coming.
All right. And what if you were in that dressing room? Because Libya beat Seychelles in the same group 5-1. So Libya do have goals in them, even though Seychelles is not that good. If you were in that dressing room, what would you be telling the players now going into the Libya game about not taking them lightly?
Yeah, you know, firstly, they'll have just to be more careful, cautious, because of Libya, if they can score goals, it tells you how the attacking team, you know. They need to be more cautious. They mustn't rush to get goals, you know. And then you hit them with a counter attack, you know. And then I think we'll be able to beat them, especially at home, because crowd will be behind us.
And also, the reason why we roped you in with this discussion is the big thing. And I'm sure you would have seen in the news that Andre Arense had to be excused for personal reasons as the goalkeeper coach. And now Stuart Baxter has asked Kaizer Chiefs to release temporarily Lee Baxter to come and help out at Bafana Bafana. We had a lot of response from Facebook and social media all over, even on the Sokala Duma website, about people being happy or not happy about Lee Baxter's appointment. So what do you make of the whole thing of Stuart Baxter calling up his own son to be goalkeeper coach?
Hey, my brother, what a difficult question to answer. I don't know where to start, you understand? And it will be like maybe I'm personal or whatever, but all I can say is that he's there, he's got confidence in his son, you know, and tells you that the goalkeeper coach that we have at home, you know, I don't know how can I explain it. Maybe he doesn't have confidence in them, or there's something that is not going right at home, especially in our local football.
And as a former goalkeeper as well, I mean, you're saying it in your final sentence that perhaps there's something wrong with the goalkeeping coaches. As a former goalkeeper coach, as a former goalkeeper of Bafana Bafana and Mamelodi Sundowns, would you say that perhaps they are less qualified, or there are not a lot of qualified goalkeeper coaches that we have in the country?
No, we have a lot of qualified goalkeeper coaches at home, you know, but they are not used to their best potential, you understand? So I think that's what affected us most. And then we end up being far from football, you understand? So that's the thing that makes us to stay away from football, because of too much politics. And, you know, us, we are not a politicians. We want to just to help our kids and help them to know, to go far. So, like I said, maybe he believes in his son more than anyone else at home, you know. Mm-hmm. And he tells you these people when they come home, you know, they take full advantage of the situation, especially at home. You understand?
All right. And one of the things that he mentioned, though, is that Ronwen Williams and Itumeleng Khune have both worked with his son as a goalkeeper coach and a coach relationship. Would you not say that perhaps that works in his favor, that at least the two goalkeepers that are called up to the national team have previous experience with the goalkeeper coach?
You can give them advantage in a way because they both know him, you understand? But I think even most of the guys like Ranbalo, you work with Itumeleng Khune, Arenze, you work with Itumeleng Khune, I also work with Itumeleng Khune, you understand? So it doesn't say, it all depends on the coach, whoever he wants, you understand? You know, he picks him. And like I said, he's at home, it's Mzanzi. We don't support each other, you know, as a footballers, you understand? So it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult, truly speaking. We have a lot of goalkeeper coaches at home, you know, and it's frustrating, really. And I don't want to dwell too much on it. You know, something like this, that is not positive. But all I got that I can say, we have to wish them good luck and support them, you know, and just to pray that our final win in the our game tomorrow.
Mm. And finally, before we let you go, I think because you are an expert in goalkeeping, I need to ask you this, and perhaps an expert then in coaching as well. You would have been involved as a goalkeeper coach in one shape or form in coaching. I need to ask you this. One of the people that sent us a voice note said that, you know, you live and die by your own decisions. So you need to give the coach the opportunity to select whoever he wants, so that at the end of the day, when he fails, there is no excuse that I didn't bring my own people. How important is it for a coach to bring his own backroom staff?
I think that thing is still okay for him, because he mustn't come up with excuses, you know, if you don't, you know, he doesn't perform, you know. But at the same time, this is a national team, you know. It's not like we're coaching the team, you know, that you work for so many years. It's a national team. That's why we call it national team. To bring different players from different teams. You understand? So, yeah, I don't think it's a good thing. But like you said, maybe it will be his own medicine to drink. And then let's support him and, you know, give him all our support. And then if things doesn't go well, he'll, you know, he'll have to account for it.
All right, John, thank you very much for speaking to us on Soccer Laduma. We really appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Nkul.
Hi, I'm Adinem of Lipapantola from Cape Town. Yes, I think it is a good thing for Stuart Baxter to hire his son on that post, because we all know that the current goalkeeper coach just pulled out on the last minute. So I think there was no one who could come on board as soon as we needed him. So I think the son of Mr. Baxter is a great man to come on board, and he's working at Chiefs, a team in South Africa, and he knows his job very well, because he's working with the top keeper, which is Itumeleng Khune. So I think this one is going to do a good job at Bafana Bafana.
For me, what I would say, it doesn't make a difference who is doing the job or who are the Baxter employees. For as far as I'm concerned, what does matter is if it does pay off at the end of the day, this thing. Because what we want is, as a nation, for Ibafana Bafana to improve. You get the point. So for me, if Stuart Baxter realizes or sees that Uli is the best in doing what he's doing, because as far as I'm concerned, Uli now was at Kaizer Chiefs. Officially, Kaizer Chiefs is one of the best teams in that regard. We all know that in that development, goalkeepers, they are so good. So if Uli has been part of that department and part of that team, and he can offer Ibafana Bafana a lot, I don't see a problem with him being employed, regardless of his background. Yeah, okay, you get the point. We don't have to scrutinize his background if he's doing it. Yeah, but, and the mandate of hiring people, it should be people who are highly capable for doing the job. And if things go by the way, I think Uli is the man capable for doing the job. And so personally, I don't have a problem with him taking over and doing it and assisting Ibafana Bafana to improve.
Much of what has been happening in the news from the past week has had to do with international football, from players pulling out of squads due to injury or some unknown reasons to last-minute replacement of coaches. So in case you missed it, here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. The South African football news that is good news for you, the viewers and the fans of Bafana Bafana. The South African Football Association has given an update on whether this weekend's Bafana Bafana international match will be broadcast live on television by the South African Broadcasting Corporation. According to the football governing body, SAFA and SABC have resolved the Bafana Bafana broadcast matter, as confirmed in a statement issued on Thursday afternoon. SAFA also thanked the Ministries of Sport and Recreation and Communications for working hard to resolve the matter. Good news for you, the fan there. You'll be able to see Bafana Bafana on SABC. That's the long and short of that news update. And moving on, a local football agent, Siyamarike, has issued a sincere apology to Baroka FC and the club chairman, Kurish Mpahlele, after the allegations of non-payment recently made against the Limpopo club. Marike alleged that his company was not paid by Baroka for the role they played in bringing current coach Wetsin Nyirenda from Zambia to coach the club. Baroka Marike has now apologized to Baroka and Mpahlele for the manner in which he and his management company handled the matter. It has a lot to do with how they went to the media and reported this matter, not necessarily because they were not paid, because the fact is that they were not paid and they were valid in their claim, and Baroka has since admitted that. Moving right along then, Dr. Ivan Khoza has announced that the Premier Soccer League has partnered with the South African Police Services. Dr. Khoza confirmed that they have merged a relationship with the football and the police service, where the PSL along with the SAPS will work together to try and eradicate crime and violence in South Africa, including at stadiums around the country. These efforts come after criminal acts at PSL fixtures have become frequent in recent months, particularly with pitch invasions posing a safety risk. That's good news as well. Fantastic there. We wish for much safer stadiums. Mamelodi Sundowns have confirmed that Ricardo Nascimento and Siphelele Mkhulise have signed new deals. The Brazilian, who has already scored 2 league goals this season, has penned a new 3-year deal with the club. Nascimento made 15 appearances and scored 4 goals as Sundowns clinched their 8th league title last season. The club also confirmed that Mkhulise has put pen to paper on a 5-year deal. He made his breakthrough this season into the first team after appearing in the MTN 8 semi-final first leg clash against Cape Town City, a game in which his club lost 1-0, with the player unfortunately hitting the post from an excellent strike outside the box. And finally, former Orlando Pirates midfielder Mahlatse Magudubele is currently struggling to get a new club after parting ways with the Soweto Giants. Magudubele parted ways with the Bucks at the end of last season following an unsuccessful loan stint with Chippa United. The player is still currently a free agent after not signing with any club, either in the PSL or the National First Division, during the transfer window that recently closed. Magudubele had been with the Buccaneers since July 2016, having joined the club from Platinum Stars following a 6-month loan stint at Golden Arrows. Those were some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, as usual, you can go to www.sokaladuma.co.za.
Sokaladuma Radio.
If this son of Stuart Baxter is a relevant person, does qualify for the job, and he has some credits from different clubs, and he has the paperwork, I don't see anything wrong with that, because Baxter is the coach of the team, and if the team goes wrong, he is the one to be blamed. Some of us, we even forget that coaches have different goalkeepers have different coaches. They don't have the coach that coaches the other players. So it's just Baxter who is being insulted when the team is not doing right. And I think it's his choice of who he chooses to be the coach on that spot. My concern is only that the only thing that must be checked is the guy has the papers, the guy has experience, guy has worked with that particular fault. So I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see even nepotism, because if I'm the one who is in charge, if I'm the one who is to be blamed, then I have to employ whatsoever that comes on my mind, irregardless of who he is. And then
Maybe he knows that he can interact good with his son. If it means so, it is good also. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Let's now take a look at some of the African Cup of Nations qualifiers, which are taking place this weekend. A quick look at them. Comoros will be hosting the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon on Saturday at 2 p.m. And then Ghana will travel to Kenya. Libya is coming here in South Africa. They will be hosted by our own Bafana Bafana at the Moses Mabhida Stadium in Durban at 3 p.m. Tanzania will travel to Uganda. Namibia hosts Zambia. Equatorial Guinea will host Sudan. Those matches playing on Saturday at 3 p.m. And then later on Saturday, Egypt without Mohamed Salah will host Niger, and Morocco will host Malawi. And moving on to Sunday, Senegal will travel to Madagascar after their showing at the recent World Cup. They will now look to qualify for Cameroon 2019. That's Senegal traveling to Madagascar there. And also traveling will be Mali against South Sudan at 3 p.m. And Rwanda against will take on Ivory Coast at 3 p.m. as well. Congo will host Zimbabwe at 4:30. And at 5, Angola will host Botswana. And finally, the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, will travel to Liberia on Sunday. The kickoff there is scheduled for 6 p.m.
No, for me, to be honest, no, I don't see it as an issue, because I was checking at the period, the short period of time which the coach has to prepare the players for the game which will take place during the weekend in Durban against Libya. No? If you could check, the person who's the goalkeeper coach, who's the head of goalkeeper coach in Bafana Bafana is not available due to family reasons, which is understandable. But now we needed someone who the goalkeepers are used to his style of training, even who they are used to his style of doing things or the work and so forth. But Vesta had nowhere to go, and he was not even have to look far. Like, for example, like we have worked with Itumeleng Khune before. He's working with Itumeleng Khune now at Kaizer Chiefs. He had worked with Rowan Williams before at SuperSport, I think for 4 months or something. But they never worked with Darren Kidd, which I understand. And then if we can check Itumeleng Khune, for me, is still the first choice of Bafana Bafana. So, Rowan Williams is still a second choice. Darren Kidd is a third choice for me. So I now will also be the opportunity for Darren Kidd to get to learn or get to work with Lee. And that thing, I believe Darren Kidd will also take that experience or that experiment back to Bats after this national team collab thing.
Thank you very much for listening. And as always, as usual, much gratitude to all our listeners and our participants on social media and on WhatsApp voice notes. We hope you enjoyed the show. Catch more of the weekend special next week. For now, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.